David found a pension that his staff would love. He chose NatWest Cushion because it has a fantastic app that is easy to use. Everyone feels good, except David. He is ecstatic. Take a little more action with a NatWest Cushion workplace pension. Tomorrow begins today. Search NatWest Cushion. Capital at risk.
Hi, this is Stacy from The Advisor. And today I'm so excited because we have a very special guest today. This is Amy Valentine, and she is an executive life coach, and she has such wonderful things today to share with us. She's going to focus on self-love and self-care, and she has some amazing tips that she wants to share with you. Before we begin, I just want to give a quick shout out to the Happiness Expo. They're going to be in New Jersey, in Livingston, New Jersey, and they have over 100 exhibitors. They'll be giving away a lot of free products. There'll be a lot of doctors, health coaches, and many people in the healthcare field there to answer questions and to show you great new products, technologies, and things that are going on in the healthcare industry, in the natural healthcare. And there's a lot to show you. So I'll have all the information in our description where you can contact them if you want to be an exhibitor or if you just want to participate and come. All that information will be in the description box. So take a look and see if it's something that might interest you. People from all over the nation will be coming to this event. So it's going to be a really great thing to look into. So Amy, I am so excited to have you on the show. I love the concept of self-care. I think it's so important. Self-love, self-care. It's something that a lot of people lack in their lives, or they feel guilty about giving themselves a little time, a little love. And it's such an important factor, especially if you want to have good health mentally, physically, spiritually. It has to be incorporated into your life. So I'm going to give this show to you because I want to learn a little about you, who you are, and what you do. Tell the whole world about you because you're awesome.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much for having me on today. As a coach, I get really excited about the possibility of helping people make change in their life, and especially make change with how they feel about themselves and how they speak to themselves, how they treat themselves every single day. And often when I talk about self-care and self-love, I really like to start with really breaking it down to small little moments where people can take real action to help feel more love for themselves.
Yes.
So, for example, what are people doing first thing in the morning to show themselves some love?
Yes.
This idea of, you know, being grateful. We know gratitude is a big part of this, being grateful that they, you know, I woke up this morning, I'm really grateful for this new day. But then taking the moments, you know, often people's their first activity is going to the washroom, right? Taking those moments to, as you're scrubbing your hands, you know, really being grateful and present and feeling your skin and talking kindly to yourself, saying beautiful messages to yourself about, well, you know, I'm really grateful that my skin is so soft, or I'm going to work on this smiling more today, and like give yourself a smile in the mirror, or, you know, saying those kind things to start the day and using those moments. You know, you're having a shower and actually being present with your body, being present, noticing how the soap feels on your body, being really present and caring and kind in those little moments. So many people talk about self-care as this idea that you have to go away on a spa retreat, you know, you have to get a massage every time or sit in a bathtub every time for it to be self-care. There are so many ways that we can show ourselves some more love every single day with these mini moments versus just these. Of course, those are nice experiences to go to the spa retreat, right? But we don't want to wait for that moment to be kind to ourselves or to show ourselves compassion and love. If we can find ways to integrate that and then notice, I also talk a lot to professionals, notice how this action of being kind to yourself and how you're showing up ripple effects into how you interact with your coworkers, how you interact with your family, how you interact with your customers, the people that you're around in your life. If you're feeling better, you're going to show up in a different way. And I think that's a beautiful reason to practice and be mindful of your self-love moments, because it's giving back to you, but also a way to show up for others. And I'm going to be honest, yesterday I didn't show up well. And when I, in a moment, and when I was doing some reflection back, it was recognizing, okay, there were some things that I had missed in taking care of me.
Right.
And if I want to be better, I get to do better.
Right.
And that means starting with me and how I'm taking care of myself, right?
Yes, of course. You know, I find too, a lot of people, either moms or even people in the workforce, or, you know, even moms that are working, or, you know, vice versa, but people who have busy lives, they constantly are so overwhelmed that they're like, I don't have time. I just don't have time to take care of myself. Like I, you know, I can't take 15 minutes of the day to show myself some self-love and self-care. I'm just too busy. You know, I get up in the morning, I got to do this, I got to do this. And when I'm home, I have to cook, or I have to do this and this. And, you know, I'm just tired by the end of the night and I don't have time. Like, what do you say to those people? You know, because to me, it's an excuse. We could give ourselves a few minutes. You could do it anywhere. You could exemplify self-love. So what's your feelings on that?
Yeah, I'm glad you bring this up, because I have lots of people say the exact same thing to me. And I often go back to the very simple, okay, so tell me about how you start your morning. Sometimes it's a mindset shift. Like I'm saying, we think that self-care, self-love has to be this big, giant ordeal.
Yes.
When in fact, it's helping them to shift their thinking and their perspective around, while I am cooking, one of the ways that I like to show myself love is to turn on, I really love the Piano Guys music. This is a shout out, free shout out for the Piano Guys. I really love their music. Like I love it. And so that is a moment. And it's like, I don't have to take any extra time in order, other than like what, the 30 seconds it takes me to turn on the link on YouTube.
Exactly.
30 seconds, right? And now I'm still doing all the activities that I need to be doing at that time for my family.
Yes.
But I'm filling up my own cup by something that brings me happiness. And yeah, the kids might make fun of me a little bit because it's not their music, but I'm like, listen, this is what mom likes. Deal with it, you know? But this is what I mean by, you know, it's shifting the perspective that it has to take a lot of time.
Yeah.
Also looking at, you know, I'm also the person who's running. I run my youngest. I don't run her. I walk her to school.
Uh-huh.
But you know, we've got that mindset there, right? It could be I'm running them to school. Notice my words. I've got to fit this in. How can I make this happen? It's shifting around to, I get to walk my child to school. I get to have that fresh air. I get to feel the sun on my face.
Right.
I get to, you know, have those little moments with her, and soon they're going to be gone.
Right.
My older kids don't walk to school with me anymore. Right.
Yeah.
And so taking a step back and saying, okay, how is this showing myself love? It is the recognition of this moment is helping me feel love. It's helping me give love. It's helping me be present, be interactive, right?
Yeah.
So I think there's a lot of different ways for us to look at our thinking about the situation. And if we reframe it to, there is something in here, like as you're cooking your meal, and you're cutting up, I don't know, let's say you're cutting up peppers to put in your dish.
Right.
Like actually saying, you know, this is an act of love, because I may not really want to have peppers in today, but it's showing myself love by having these beautiful nutrients go into my body. Right. So it's reframing.
I love that. You know, it's a lot of times we just look at things, you know, straightforward, a specific way, or we're taught that way because of the family we grew up in. So our thinking patterns, you know, even though we may not want to be like our parents, because we grew up with them, we tend to sometimes grasp the way they think. And it might not be the healthiest way to think, you know, and I always say there's always time for change. Doesn't matter what age you are, we could always change ourselves for the better. And I love how you say rephrasing it, because just by rephrasing a sentence and putting it in our mind, you could take something that's negative or stressful and it could become positive all of a sudden just by rephrasing it. Just like you said, Well, my kids, I'm an empty nester now. So, during my elementary years, like towards my third child was my last child, and I was starting to get frustrated because you get to that age where, like, the first one, you're all energetic. The second one, you're like, okay. The third one, you're like, all right, it's chaotic, whatever. You want to do that? Go ahead, do that, But then it was like, once they finished elementary, I was like, oh, okay, I don't have to do this, I don't have to do that. But then once it was gone, I missed it. I was like, oh my God, my kids are all grown up. I don't have those moments anymore. So instead of just like, thinking about it in a negative way, like, oh, I have to do this, I have to do this, I have to go to this fair, I got to do, help out with this. I could think about it the way you mentioned and say, it's only going to last for so long and then it's going to be gone. And that's when we miss it. And, I always say, like, when you talk about gratitude, the little things in life, we don't realize how valuable they are until they're taken away from us. And then that's when we realize, wow, I really should have realized how important it was, but I didn't. I was blinded at that moment. And I love how you mentioned music, because a lot of times I will become such a different person when I put certain types of music on.
Same.
It just changes your whole mind frame. It changes the way you think, the way you feel, your energy level. And when you were talking about that, I was even thinking about something. I would buy these little incense in the shower. You just put them on the bottom of the shower and they kind of evaporate in the hot water, but you're feeling, you're smelling the lavender or whatever scents you pick. So it's not a bath, but it's like you're starting to focus on the smell. And then the smell is kind of changing the way you think, and it's giving you a different energy, a different feeling. It's like, just like you said, these little things, they don't
Little
take
things.
long. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like, both of us have a little bit of makeup on today, right? It's like that moment of like, why are we doing the thing we're doing?
Yeah, exactly.
Right? I'm doing this because it helps me to feel good about myself, right?
Exactly.
I adopted putting on lipstick during COVID
Yeah.
because of all the Zoom. And I was like, this makes me feel good. It makes me
Yeah.
feel ready, So
Exactly.
having that moment of recognition of why you're doing the thing and can you shift your
Right.
thinking around that. I wanted to add in this idea of, I still remember like the last few diapers,
Yeah.
like the last few times I had to change diapers, right? And
Yeah.
really, I would challenge people to recognize the moments of, really being more present. I think that's an act of self-love as well, being
Yeah.
more present in the moment so that you can say, okay, one day I will miss this. How can I enjoy this a little bit more? You're
Yeah.
wiping somebody's butt. How can I enjoy this a little bit more? And that's how I would remember, like,
Yeah.
in very short time from now, I will not have this experience, and yay for some parts, but like, there's, as we progress through life, there is this transition that we go through. So how can we find the beautiful moments
Right.
and allow that to help us feel the love and kindness for ourselves?
I think also I feel like humor also plays a part. Instead of taking life so seriously, I think about some of the funny moments, like you said about changing diapers. When one of my sons was learning how to he was learning how to clean himself by himself, and he would come out of the run out of the bathroom and he would stick his butt. He'd go, "Is it clean yet? Is it clean yet?"
Is it clean?
Is it
Go
clean?
back.
And it's like, I think back to those little memories and, it just
Yeah.
puts a smile on my face and changes my whole, trajectory of how I feel at that moment. Those are all moments of self-love that we could cherish and not feel sad that they're gone, but, be grateful that we had those memories, those little fun
Yes.
memories that we can go back to. And, and sometimes I think too, you have to think about, okay, I did all this stuff, I deserve to have a little self-love. I deserve to take care of myself, because look at all the things I've done for others. Now it's time for me. And especially if sometimes you see mothers and you see even men that are working, or, they're playing role reversal. They have this drained look on their face. They're tired. They're stressed. They're drained. You could see the changes in their skin color just because of the...
David found a pension that his staff would love. He chose NatWest Cushion because it has a fantastic app that is easy to use. Everyone feels good, except David. he is ecstatic. Take a little more action with a NatWest Cushion Workplace Pension. Tomorrow begins today. Search NatWest Cushion. Capital at risk.
Everything they're doing.
Stress and pressure. Yeah.
Yeah, they're doing everything for everybody and not enough for themselves.
Yeah, so I also like to bring this into the workplace as well for these people who are juggling multiple things, right? Is recognizing what are the ways that we can show ourselves some care, some compassion, some love in the middle of a workday.
Exactly.
It's things like, I mean, people laugh at me, but I say, okay, well, what about 5 wall push-ups or something like, and they're like, well, that's not going to do anything. I say, well, okay, well, 5 wall push-ups for 100 days is 500 push-ups.
Wow. That's a lot of push-ups. That's a lot of push-ups.
Do you think that that would like make a difference? Sure. But it's shifting your state, right? It's the same as when we listen to music, it's shifting our state. So how can we shift our state? How can we show ourselves some of that love? So if we're feeling really low, even today, as I was preparing for this, I was like, I'm feeling off because of some things. I'm going to go do a meditation. So my normal amount of time that I would do, I didn't have time for that, but I shortened the amount of time. There's a great app. It's free, Insight Timer. Ooh. Another free plug there. Insight Timer is my favorite. And so I just chose the time and I took a couple minutes, but it's that in your middle of your workday, recognizing I'm feeling down. I'm not going to show up the way that I want to show up. So what can I do to help myself?
Right.
So that I can show up in a better way. And I mean, there's many examples of this. Going for a walk around your building, a walk outside if you can, standing at a window even. So literally standing up out of your seat if you're in a spot where there's a window and just putting your face near the glass, looking out, but like feeling the light on your face really helps as well. So just these small moments. Beside me, I have pictures of things that remind me of happy moments. I have my vision board behind my computer. You know, is your environment reminding you of the love that you have in your life? Mm-hmm. Is it reminding you to think in a different way? Is your environment creating that energy that you want to have? All of those small moments, like we were giggling about flowers before we got started. This is my way of showing myself love.
Yes.
Is having things that bring me happiness around me.
Yeah. I think it's so important. I think that's such a great point, is that our surroundings make such a difference. And I even say, you know, to people, you know, some people, they clutter a lot of stuff or they throw things on top. And that's a sign of how your brain is thinking, how, you know, if you could try to organize things and, you know, that shows when people are more organized, that shows that they have a clearer mind. When people have things all scattered all over the place and on top of each other, that's a sign of how they're thinking and feeling inside themselves. And that's like a warning red flag, you know, okay, you know, what's going on in my life? You know, what do I need to do to make a more clear surrounding, you know, a more healthier surrounding, like you said, because that's, you know, it really plays a role when you look around the room or you're in, you know, because there's always certain places we spend a lot of time in, whether it's at work or in our house, there's always like one or two rooms that we're in all the time. And so you have to make sure those surroundings, like you said, are healthy, you know, do you like, are the colors good? Are they, you know, is the room organized? Is the, you know, is do you have things in there that make you happy? You know, I think that's such a great point, because I think it plays such a, you know, our mind, you know, all these things our mind takes in for account. Because even like when they do marketing, they'll make certain colors, you know, for the outsides of labels, because the colors, they trigger certain things in our brain. And we should think about that when we're creating a surrounding for our own lives too.
Yeah, it's very interesting, right? And I also like to think about what are the, if you're aiming to be more kind or compassionate or loving to yourself, how can you keep this top of mind in the very crazy, chaotic lives that many people live, right?
Right.
We expect...
Oh, for sure.
right? We expect our brain to just be on the lookout for these moments, but if we're not reminding ourselves of that, so it's as simple of like having little notes, a little tag on your laptop or your computer, on your refrigerator. One of my favorites is on my bathroom mirror, I use whiteboard or like erase, dry erase markers. For a time, one of the areas that I was really looking to grow and improve in myself was this belief that I am enough. And I know many people struggle with that in relation to the self-love component.
Yes.
And so I put that message everywhere I could possibly put it, on my bathroom, in the kitchen. I had a sticky note above the sink where I would do dishes.
Like
I found the temporary tattoos,
yeah,
you know, for that. So I was seeing the message. I would challenge people that if you're feeling like you want to take this as part of your mission for February to really show yourself some love and kindness, how are you going to remind yourself in your world around you and this bubble around you that this is a priority for you?
Yes. I think that's such an important factor because, you know what? I think self-love is self-worth is what I meant to say. Self-worth is something that a lot of people lack, you know? Even if you have a high self-esteem, there you get your moments where you don't feel good enough. You know, I look back sometimes and I have accomplished so much, and there are moments where I just don't feel that I am where I want to be, or I don't feel that self-worth that I should feel. And then you have to, you know what? Then you have to remind yourself, just like you said, it's like put some sticky notes or put a tattoo. I love that idea of a tattoo. That's an amazing idea. You know, remind yourself of how much you've done in life. You know, give yourself credit. I think that's something that we all do. Either some people do it all the time and it's not healthy and they got to break out of that, or there's moments that we all do it because, you know, in life we go through so many different obstacles in life and we go through so much in life, and you know, sometimes we want to be, you know, we set these goals in our head, you know, of what we wish we could be or wish we could do. And, you know, it's either not feasible or you're not ready. It's not your time, you know, and just take in the moment, I think, you know, and just, you know, try to feel that you're worthy because you are worthy. We're all special people. Everybody has something special about ourselves, you know, and I think that's what people have to embed in their brain, that we all are great. We all have our strengths. We all have certain things about us that are just amazing. And I think people have to just learn how to like realize that. Do you have any like ideas of how people, you gave us some great ideas right now, but you know, what do people have like a lack of self-worth in their life? You know, because that also goes into self-love. If you're not, you don't feel worthy, you're not going to spend time to give yourself self-love because you don't feel worthy of it. What do you say to those people that come to you and they just like, they want to feel better, but you could tell that they don't feel good about themselves?
One of my favorite exercises, if people are ready and open to do it, is to do with recognizing where it all began. So I want to ask you a question to paint this picture.
Right.
And for people who are listening to really like settle into this idea. When you first saw your firstborn and you held that little baby in your hands, was that baby enough?
Oh, for sure. Yeah, it was, but I was completely satisfied. My world was, it was just full of joy and love and everything else, you know, that was positive.
You're in awe,
feeling.
right?
I was in awe.
Yes. And I love using that word because it's like that moment, and it doesn't even have to be your own baby, anyone's baby, a baby in front of you. Often the word is, aw, like, isn't that interesting, right? Isn't that interesting? And so, you know, so your answer right away was, you know, of course, this baby is enough.
Yeah.
And the baby couldn't talk yet, right?
Right. Yeah.
The baby couldn't walk. The baby couldn't earn money.
Right.
The baby didn't have a college education or whatever.
Yeah.
We stack up as enough in air quotes for people who are listening, right? All of these things that we stack up as enough. When I have this car, I'll be enough. When I hit this job, I'll be enough. When I travel the world, I'll be enough. When I make this amount of money, blah, blah, blah. But yet the baby was enough the moment they arrived.
Right.
And so I like to give people this exercise of like really having their baby photo. I'm holding up a baby photo of myself.
I like that idea.
Having their baby photo like nearby. I have one that I can literally pull off the wall to share for this example. And I have one directly behind my computer screen that I can look at while working. So when I fall into that trap, which many of us fall into of like,
sure.
Oh, I shouldn't say that because I'm not enough. I'm not smart enough. I'm not wise enough. I'm not all the things.
Yeah.
I look over at her, who is still me. Let's just be clear on that, right? I am still that same small baby. You are still that same.
David found a pension that his staff would love. He chose NatWest Cushion because it has a fantastic app that is easy to use. Everyone feels good, except David. He is ecstatic. Take a little more action with a NatWest Cushion workplace pension. Tomorrow begins today. Search NatWest Cushion. Capital at risk.
Worthy human.
Yeah.
Right? And when we can come back to that, I call it a remembering. Remembering, because when we were first new here, for the most part, we believed that we were enough until we all of a sudden didn't.
Right.
And so it's a remembering. It's a coming back to that state of recognizing our own worthiness.
Yes.
And so that's my favorite one is to find a baby photo, post it where you're going to see it all the time, and then to speak words of kindness to yourself through that baby, to really look the baby in the eyes and to see, you know, I might be bigger.
Yeah.
I'm wiser. I'm smarter, right? I've had more life.
Yeah.
But I'm still that human.
Right. And you know, that's a good point, because when you go back to it, do you ever notice when you have children, the children that you raised still have that same personality as they were a baby? It's like, you know, that baby you hold in your hand and you go, aw, is the same child. And when they grow up, they'll have that same, those similar characteristics and stuff like that. And we carry those similar characteristics. And I think, you know, people really need to realize that it's not about the materialistic things in life. And I think that's what we get caught up in, is that we compare ourselves to other people, or we compare ourselves to this stupid social media and all these celebrities, and they don't realize that they have real lives too. And what they see is not really exactly who they are. It's really about how you feel about yourself and really feeling good about yourself. You know,
I think there's another layer to add to this of, and you know, it's that slightly morbid question of like, how would you want to feel at the end?
Yeah.
You know, when the end is near, or it's right then.
Yeah.
Do you feel like you have lived the life that you are happy with? And if the answer for you listening right now is no, you have an opportunity in this next moment to do something in alignment with the life you actually want to live. So if you want to be more kind, how can you be more kind in the next moment?
Exactly.
If you want to show more love, how can you be show more love in the next moment, right? We talk so much about, you know, into the future and someday I'll do this.
Yes.
We get to do the thing right now that helps us take one more step into that life that we want to live and being that kind of person that we want to be. And you can make that change, as you said, I agree with you. You can make that change in any moment.
Right.
So just because you've been one way for perhaps from this moment and all your whole life, this new moment right now is a new moment to make a new choice and have a new behavior and a new thinking.
Yeah, I agree 100%. I think, you know, people have to really look at themselves honestly and say, am I happy with who I am? Am I happy with my life? Am I happy with the way I'm feeling? When I look in the mirror, do I like who I see? And if those answers or any of those answers are no, then maybe it's time to, like you said, make those little changes, break those little habits, like you were saying, because I think that's so important. And I like how you mentioned, you know, is if you were at the end, is this how you want to feel? That's a perfect, that is like an excellent, you know, example. You know, is this how you want to feel if you were at your last days? And if it's not, what can I do about it? You know, and I think that's perfect, you know, and, you know, when I was talking to you in the beginning, I was thinking about, you know, so many people have guilt about giving themselves self-love, and they feel that, you know, that they really need to focus on everybody else. You know, what do you say to those people? Cause like we were talking about in the beginning, but I feel like, you know, it's such an important topic because I see so many people, they feel guilty or shameful to put themselves first. They feel like they're a bad person if they put themselves first. And, you know, and it's not true. What is your intake on that?
One of the things that I like to go back to this, I feel bad about doing this for me, or I feel bad, or I shouldn't do this for myself, or any of these statements that we're making. I like to go back to, okay, why do you believe that's true?
Right.
Like really understanding where this is coming from for the person, because for many of us, it's different reasons. I also like to look at, how do they want to go forward in their life? So even though up until this now moment, they've done the same behavior of feeling bad about it, I challenge them to say, okay, if I could wave a magic wand or things could be different, what?
David found a pension that his staff would love. He chose NatWest Cushion because it has a fantastic app that is easy to use. Everyone feels good, except David. He is ecstatic. Take a little more action with a NatWest Cushion Workplace Pension. Tomorrow begins today. Search NatWest Cushion. Capital at risk.
Would be different in how you act about putting yourself first or doing something for yourself. And most of the time it's like, I don't want to feel bad that I'm going to do the thing. So we get to start acting the way that we aim to be.
Right.
So giving ourselves permission to go do the activity. And although the first time that we do it may feel really awkward, and it may feel uncomfortable, because sometimes it's this idea of, I haven't earned it.
Right.
I haven't, you know, I don't deserve it because I haven't earned it. I haven't earned the right, or it's taking time away from somebody else or something else that I notice, quote unquote, should be doing. Anytime I'm really focused on noticing the words that are coming out of my mouth, I challenge other people to notice the words that are coming out of their mouth, because that's a really good indicator of the things that they're thinking.
Yes.
And to really evaluate, what does that mean? Well, I should be doing this for someone else. I should be going somewhere else, even though I really want to be, you know, let's say going to the gym or something.
Yes.
Evaluating, why is that should word coming up for you in that moment?
Right.
What does that actually mean? That their needs are more important than your needs? Okay, so if that's your belief at that time, why is that belief? Is that belief serving you anymore? Is that belief true for you today? Do you want it to still be true tomorrow?
Yes.
Right? And being honest, if the individual is saying, okay, I want to go to the gym, but I should stay home with my kids, or I should do more work, or I should whatever, clean the house. It's, again, going back to, what are the priorities for you? What are the real priorities in that moment? And recognizing, okay, maybe if you're not able to leave the child at that time, then yes, you should stay with the child. But if you have the way to have, you know, the daycare or the someone else take care of the child, the should isn't as powerful anymore.
Yes.
And it's taking the power away from that and stepping into the alternative, the reframe of,
yes,
maybe I should, if you have to use that word. I really avoid that word as much as possible, but saying, I'm choosing to go to the gym. And right. these are the reasons why, because yeah. it helps me feel good, because it gives me more energy, because it helps me be the parent I want to be, or the worker that I want to be, or the right. owner or the boss or whatever. I am going to do this because I'm taking control of this moment in my life, and it feels good to yeah. do this. Right. And so shifting the power away from this energy of should or guilt away to who do you want to show up as yeah. that's in alignment with the person you want to be, and what actions are in alignment with that person.
I love that. I think that's a great advice, you know, and I also feel like when we bring positive energy around us, like when we start doing good stuff, we start showing positive energy. And I feel like, I don't know if you ever realized it, but when you're feeling positive, you're feeling good, do you ever feel like you attract more positive people
oh,
around
yes.
you, you know? And it's like if people are going through obstacles in their life, and they're going through and they're having a hard time showing themselves some self-love, self-care, so, you know, they don't feel worthy of themselves. You ever notice that those type of people start to swarm around you too, you know, and you kind of like you attract those people. And what happens? You get sucked. Your energy gets sucked by them, and then you start to even fall down into a deeper hole. But if you're able to give yourself self-love, start to feel good about yourself, you start to shine. That energy shows through you, between your actions, between the way you look and your face. You know, if you ever notice, positive people have a glow to them. They have the spark, you know, and that spark brings other positive people around. So in a sense, you know, just by showing a little self-love to yourself, you're actually, I think, you know, elevating yourself to a higher level of happiness and a higher level of enjoying life and seeing life from a whole different viewpoint. What's your take on that?
Oh, 100% agree. we attract the energy that we're putting out, 100%. And yes, if you're in a low state, and I go back to my example of even this morning, I am aware of my state. So I think that's the first step when people are feeling low, is being aware that what you're feeling,
yes,
and then knowing the tools, the resources that help you pull yourself out of that,
yes,
so that you can raise the vibration. And I really talk a lot about this, like it's a small, we're taking small steps,
yes,
micro steps. You don't have to go from feeling the lowest of the low to like the happiest human on the planet. It's
yeah.
Take a small step to feel a little bit better. What's
right.
something else you can do to feel a little bit better? What's something else, right? It's just knowing yeah. the things that help you feel better. And those things are going to look different for you than they are for me. But gathering those resources so that when you feel those moments of low time,
yes.
or maybe you've been in a state of low for some time,
yeah.
you can say, you know what? Okay, well, in the past, what helped me to feel happy or nice mm-hmm. or good or content was
yeah.
Coloring. I don't know, or
yeah,
painting
yeah.
a picture, or going for a walk, or listening to the birds, or listening to piano music, or dancing to, you know, some chicken dance song. I don't know, right? Like,
yeah.
But the idea is that you get really clear for yourself on what are the things that help you to feel better when you are low, so that you have a resource to go to,
yes.
and the speed at which you can go to that resource list or plan faster, shifting away from the low feelings faster, so you
yeah.
can get back to feeling better. This is the goal, right? So
oh yeah,
real humans, I mean, all of us humans have low moments. This is
right.
reality.
Yes.
Social media only shows the positive things, right? But
yes. mm-hmm.
we all have low stuff. It's how long are you going to stay in it?
Right. Exactly.
How long are you going to stay in it? So if you know the resources that help you to feel better, like cracking a joke, finding some dad jokes. For a time, I really enjoyed watching cat videos. I don't have cats. I don't have dogs. I don't have any animals right now.
Yeah.
But cat videos are hilarious, right? So
mm-hmm.
it's just like knowing some of the things that you can use, the tools to help you feel better, and using those to help you not stay stuck for so long.
Yes, 100%, 100%. And I think, you know, one thing I find too in our society, we are in a go-go society. Everyone wants quick results. And when you mentioned micro versus macro, I'm like, you know what? That's a great topic just to slightly bring up because everyone wants quick results. But, you know, everybody goes at a different speed, like you said, but nothing happens overnight. It takes baby steps, and eventually you'll probably, you know, not even probably, if you're focused and you do what you need to do for yourself, you'll get there. But it doesn't necessarily, don't expect to go from A to Z the next day. And I think that's what, you know, people in their head, that everything, for some reason, our society now wants everything quick, quick, quick. They don't
Thank
realize
you,
that.
Amazon.
Yeah. Prime time, you know. It's just like, you know, I explain to people, you know, that things don't happen overnight, that it's a process, because I don't, you know, from your expertise, I think people need to hear that and understand it better, you know, because people want boom, 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 and that's not the way it is.
Yeah, we've been conditioned, as I joke about, with the amazing Amazon Prime and
Yeah.
even email. I mean, email conditioned us that, or text, right? It
Yeah.
conditioned us that we send a message, we get a response immediately, but that's
Right.
not real life with
No.
making change.
Yes.
Now, I do believe that some change can be like a snap, in that, like, you can make that solid of a decision on something and never do it again. I have seen that happen for
Yes.
people. And I mean, it's extreme cases, but my own dad quit smoking because of his mom's passing, and he never picked it up again. Like, you
Right.
can make that kind of decision. It's not the same for everyone, and it doesn't happen all the time, all the things, right?
Right.
It's not a blanket statement, but it is possible to make a shift like that.
Yeah.
For most of us, most of the time, though, it's
Yeah.
taking these small micro actions, these mini moments added up every single day. It's the same idea as the 5 push-ups times 100 days, right? If you
Yeah.
can take the small thing and be consistent at it
Right.
over time, that's where you're going to see the changes. And for even the idea, when I was working on my own enoughness, it was the idea of, okay, I'm repeating the statement to myself. I'm looking for proof each day of how I am enough. I'm
Yeah.
looking for proof of how I'm showing myself love. I'm tracking this.
Yes.
I'm being consistent with the thing that I'm focused on. Part of what I actually see that is the biggest challenge is that because we are so connected in the world, there's billions of ideas of how we can improve ourselves. And
Yeah.
people make a list of 20 to 30 to 40 things of, like, I'm going to do all these things.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that any of them are wrong or bad. It's the amount that we try and take on
Yeah.
top of our already busy lives. And of course, then we're not following through on the majority of them.
Right.
And so we think that nothing's working,
Yeah.
when in fact, if we would have just picked one or two things. So when I'm coaching someone, it is one or two things at the most that we are focusing
Happening.
on top of our crazy busy life, right?
Yes.
So they can actually see the difference. They can see the needle moving. They can see each day, okay, did I do the
Right.
thing? Yes. How did I feel? Okay. Did I do the thing the next day? How did I feel? Right? We are really being
Yeah.
mindful of that one thing and really staying focused and committed to it versus taking on this giant list that it's impossible to
Yeah.
have all of those new things added onto our busy lives with
Exactly.
consistency. For most people, like, one to two things added per week. But over time, imagine if we add one thing this week and we focus on it and we really commit to it. In 2 months, we are such rock stars at that
Yeah.
it's such a habit, it's not even a thing we're thinking about anymore, and it's already ingrained. So
Yes.
now we can add two new things and work with this kindness and compassion for ourselves, that it's more important to focus
Yeah.
and stay the course and be consistent with it, and then reap the benefits of adding a new thing, a period of time later, versus
Yes.
overwhelming ourselves more.
Oh, 100%. I agree. I'm 100% with you, because I think that's the problem with most people is they make a list long of things and it's virtually impossible. It's overwhelming, I think, you know. And I think that's when people start to talk about change and they start to think about all the different things they have to do, I think that's where the point of overwhelming, they become overwhelmed. They don't even want to try, or you know, it's just they get scared and
They just give
fearful.
up.
Yeah, or they just give up, you know. And I was talking about this with someone else. I think it was like the first, when people make resolutions, it was like the first week or two, like, you know, it was like something really early on. Most people, you know, have broke their resolutions. And like by the third week, people have just even forgotten about their resolutions, you know. But if you do it the way you said, you know, if people start to make goals, but make one or two goals, just maybe focus on one, and then once they accomplished it, maybe add another one and add another one, you know, wow, you know, think about what you could accomplish in a month's time, and then like 3 months from then, imagine you could be like a new person, you know, it's amazing, you know.
There's a really cool quote that's like, we overestimate what we can accomplish in a day and underestimate what we can accomplish in a year. I don't know who said that, but it's
So true.
right. So if we can just look over time versus this immediate, like I have to be better and completely better by tomorrow. Well, my goodness, that's a big
That
challenge.
is a huge challenge. Yeah. I was wondering, like, what do you feel about like either like journaling or creating like goals and writing them down and stuff like that? Like, you know, when people are trying to get their thoughts together and they're trying to figure out, okay, what do I need to do? Who do I want to become? How do I start showing myself self-love? Like, how do you get everybody to like organize their thoughts, their goals, their objectives? Like, is there something that you have them do so they could be like clear-minded and focused?
So I really like to get to have the individual be clear with themselves on what fits for them first. So it's not me telling them, you have to go journal or you have to do it this way. It's, you know, asking people, are you someone who likes to write? Are you someone who likes to reflect while driving? Are you someone who likes to reflect while you're in the shower? Are you someone who listens to podcasts or likes to make to-do lists, like getting clear on the individual and what their processing style is would be step one for me. And if the person says that they like journaling, it's really getting them into the habit of how do they do that activity. Often I hear people limited by, well, I didn't have the right pen, or I didn't have the right journal, or I didn't have my thing with me, or I forgot to do it. Okay, well, so it's about getting clear on how do we make the thing you want to do easier, so you actually follow through with it, versus me saying you have to do something and then feeling like they're letting me down, right? I want it to always be designed to that person. But I would have them think about the questions in the way that feels aligned to them, through writing, through speaking to a friend or a coach, speaking to themselves, through just simply pondering it while they're driving, or pondering it in meditation, or however, is, you know, how am I feeling? What am I happy about in my current life? What would I like to shift? And of course, using SMART goals. I was in a session recently, and the person before me who was speaking was talking about, you know, we got to do SMART goals, right? Specific, measurable, achievable, realistic, and time-oriented. I was like, yes, this is great. And then she went on to say, okay, and I'm going to use this example. She said, okay, I think our first goal could be, and it was for a team that I was with. I think our first goal could be that we're going to run faster. And I'm in the background going, wait a second. Like I'm like trying to hold it in because it wasn't my turn to talk yet, but I want to run faster is not a SMART goal. It's not clear. You want to run faster than what? For how long? Right? So
100%.
we want to be clear on what is the actual measurable How fast are you running right now? How fast do you want to run? What is the distance over that you're running this so you can actually track it, right?
Yeah.
So if you are someone who wants to be better at self-love, for example, that's not a goal. I want to be better at self-love. Okay, what does that actually mean? Each morning, the goal could be each morning, I want to say in the bathroom mirror with a big smile on my face, I love you, Amy. I'm celebrating you. You're doing a great job. And now that goal is something that we can measure. Did I do it each day? Did I say the whole thing? Did I miss a day? Right? Like we can, is it realistic that I can do this? Is it timely? Do I want to say it for 30 days? Do I want to say it for 60? Being clear, right? We can measure it. Is it attainable, achievable? I think so. Is it a stretch for me? Because maybe I speak this kind of stuff to myself all the time, but for somebody saying something kind to themselves, they might be like, no way, Jose.
Yeah.
Am I looking in the mirror and saying something like that to myself?
Right.
It's such a big stretch, right? So is there a shorter sentence they could say, right? But making it very clear and specific so that if someone like me were working with them, I could really see that they had made progress and they can see they've made progress over time, right?
100%.
And then noticing, okay, after you've set this SMART goal, what are you doing in order to help yourself have the success to follow through with it?
Yes.
So I would be encouraging them to perhaps, if it's the bathroom mirror idea, to write the thing on the bathroom mirror or put a sticky note or something. And listen, it's uncomfortable when you're being that vulnerable. And my kids were seeing that I had written on the mirror, I am enough. And my husband was seeing that and they're questioning, why are you writing this, mommy?
Yeah.
And you're vulnerable when you're opening yourself up for this dialogue. But having been a person who's gone through that, I can honestly tell you that it is one of the best things to open up the dialogue with the people that are the closest to you so that they feel that they can also be vulnerable and real about the things that are in their own mind and their own heart and their own challenges and stuff.
Right.
Because you've been vulnerable as well. I hear so often the parents saying, well, my kids have to see me as a certain way. They have to see me as strong. They have to. They should see me as strong, not as somebody who has a problem. Well, you are a real human, yes?
Yes, exactly.
All right?
Exactly.
So let's role model real humanness.
Yes.
And role model how we are aiming. Notice my word, not trying, but aiming to be better.
Yes.
We are focused on doing the things to be better, right?
Yes.
And that we do have challenges. We do make mistakes, all of these things. But that would be my process for goal setting and following through.
I think that's those are great suggestions. And I think too, you know, you have to be, I love the idea that you say you have to be human, you know, you have to show your kids your good side and your bad side, because when they go out into the real world, if you give them this facade and all of a sudden they go out into the real world and they realize the real world is not as perfect as mom and dad made it. It's not the Brady Bunch family, you know, and then all of a sudden they're in shock, you know, and they say, all these kids are on Xanax. All these people are on Xanax. Well, why? Because they can't handle the stress. Well, maybe they weren't taught the right way to handle stress when they were growing up. Maybe, you know, the world has changed, but nobody showed them how to change along with the world, you know, and like you said, incorporating that self-love, that self-worth, putting those stickies on, really, you know, focusing on who you are, where you want to be, you know, and all these little things, all these tips that you put together, you know, can make you, you know, drug-free and also happy. Yeah.
Yes.
And that's where you want to be. You want to be drug-free and happy. You don't want to be one of those Xanax people walking around, and you want to be a happy, healthy, productive person, enjoying life and loving who you are. And I think that's what it boils down to. Now, if you had to tell the listeners from everything we talked about, because you gave such amazing advice throughout this whole entire session, what would you tell people, like some takeaways, some important things to remember that will make an impact on their life?
The recap would be, if you could do the baby photo activity, I really believe that this is a step one in connecting to your enoughness.
Yeah.
And the second takeaway, because I believe in only a couple of things, would be to be mindful of how often you're saying the word should, need to, have to. And really looking at those words, being mindful of where they're coming up, and aiming where possible to reframe so that you are speaking with more kindness, compassion, and love to yourself.
I love that. I love that. Now, tell everybody the different services that you provide, because you do a lot of things and you really help people tremendously. I love your work. I love, what you do. I think you're doing an amazing job. Tell everybody a little more about what you do and also how they can find you.
Thank you so much. Yeah, so as a coach, I work with a variety of different people, professional working parents. I work with executives. I work with people on life coaching or wellness coaching. There's a wide variety, and really it's about helping people where they're at get to where they want to go. I call myself like a GPS. So I'm simply a guide. I'm not the person who has all the answers, but I'm a guide to help you connect with what's true to you and go where you want to end up in the future. I also have a podcast as well, Power to the People Pleaser. So super pumped about that. And I speak on a variety of different topics for different organizations around wellness and emotional intelligence, these kinds of areas. So people can find me at my website, amyballantyne.com. They can also find me on Instagram or LinkedIn. I'm simply Amy Ballantyne, and I'm really grateful. Grateful for your kind words and your compassion today and all
Thank
these
you.
amazing questions.
I'm so grateful to have you on the show. You really, you are amazing, and I love everything that you do. You really, I think this is an important topic, and I think, by changing people's, way of thinking, by changing how they feel about themselves, there are so many things that people can improve in their lives. So many people go through, they go through anxiety, they go through depression, they go through so many different things in life. They have lack of self-worth, low self-esteem. All these things tie into what you're teaching and how people can overcome all these different types of conditions. And they say 70% of illnesses are caused by stress. So, think about what we go through in life, and by incorporating everything that you've taught us today, you could really help people, with their stress, with their overall conditions, prevent people from having, certain mental conditions that they acquire throughout life, because of the things they go through in life and not knowing the right way to handle them. And then also giving people, showing people that we all are special. And we all deserve to be loved, and we all deserve to love ourselves because we're special, and people have to remember that. I always say we are number one, and I think that's what people need to keep in their mind, and that's what you're teaching, and I love you for that. I really do. I think you're doing a great job, and I thank you so much. And tell everybody just one more time your website so they remember it.
Yes, please. AmyBallantyne.com or Amy Ballantyne on Instagram or LinkedIn.
Thank you so much for coming on the show. I had a great time,
Thank you.
and I hope that you'll come back again and that we could talk some more, because this has been amazing. We're truly
For
amazing.
sure. For sure. I look forward to it.
All right, you have a great day.
You too.